Hello, Herd, and welcome to another episode of Monday Motivations. I am your Herd leader, John Wayne, and it is good to be back on schedule. I apologize, but appreciate your patience, as these last couple of weeks have just been very up and down with figuring everything out and just unexpected life things happening and all kinds of craziness. But for all intents and purposes, we are back and should be back for quite a while unless any other unforeseen madness pops up. But starting this week off right with a Monday motivation. It's morning when I'm recording this. It's probably later by the time you hear this. But regardless, hopefully, however deep into your Monday you are when listening to this, or if you're even in another day of the week or whatever, hopefully what you get out of it, though, is a little bit of encouragement and motivation. You know, each week I just take a piece of Star Wars that inspires me and encourages me and makes me think a little bit, and I just sit down and record myself talking about that with you and sharing it with you, and just in general hoping that it does something to add to your day or your week and just your general experience in life a little bit. But yeah, so this week, what I thought we would talk about is, it's something that I thought of in a conversation I had with someone recently, and it's actually the moral, or the quote from the Clone Wars episode, Grievous Intrigue. If you don't know, that's the episode where Grievous kind of goes on a boarding party and captures Jedi Council member Eeth Koth, and there's this whole convoluted plan to retrieve him by Obi-Wan and Anakin and Adi Gallia and so forth and so on. A very good episode, further enforcing, it kind of makes Grievous scary, but it also further enforces that he's also a coward because he doesn't fight the Jedi alone, and so forth and so on. But anyway, the moral of that episode is that for every new thing you gain, you must lose something else, or something close to that effect, essentially. Essentially, to gain something, you have to lose something. And this came up in a conversation that I had with a friend over the weekend, and I think that there's a lot to be had with applying that to ourselves. You know, in the episode, I believe it kind of goes more along with the idea that, you know, the Jedi are able to rescue Master Eeth Koth, but unfortunately are not able to capture Grievous, or Grievous is able to catch Master Eeth Koth, but ends up losing the majority of his fleet when the Jedi retrieve him. And so there's this running theme here in the episode of, it seems like a victory, but in fact, in order to have that, something else gets lost. And narratively it works, but I think more in the way that we can apply it to ourselves, it works better, because it creates this idea that, you know, we're all kind of like containers. You know, we're all buckets, and we're full of stuff, and it's stuff that we've put there, it's stuff that's just built in, and there's stuff that other people put there, and stuff we pick up along the way. And so we're full of stuff, but there's only so much stuff that we can hold. And in order to put something new in the bucket of our life, we have to also remove something. And there's a good and a bad to the idea of this, because, you know, the bad is that, okay, you know, we can pick up some bad things in life. We can pick up some nasty habits and some unfortunate things as we go through life. We can hold on to things from bad relationships or bad experiences, you know, and we just keep these things in our bucket, not realizing that in order to make space for that new bad thing, we've had to get rid of something new. So, you know, when it comes, you know, we had trust in our bucket, but because of one bad relationship, we've traded trust for relationship anxiety. You know, now we have difficult times opening up and being honest with people because it was ruined for us one time. And without realizing it, we take that throughout life and throughout our various relationships. And so there's the negative of, okay, you know, when you recognize that you're probably doing something that's not healthy, not good, or you're just doing something altogether that's wrong, you know, with that comes the idea of what did this take the place of? And then the good side of it is, and what can take the place of this? So recognizing that not great thing, what can take the place of that not great thing? What can I do to get rid of that not great thing and put something great in there or healthy in there? And ultimately, that's kind of the cycle we end up in life when we're more self-aware and when we're more active in kind of building ourselves into the kind of person that we could be, should be, and whatnot. You know, we have to recognize when there's stuff in our bucket that we kind of should be getting rid of, that that probably doesn't have any good meaning or good effects to keep around. And we can't just get rid of that and have empty space. Because more than likely, if we don't fill it with something good, then going through life will fill it with something negative. You know, this idea that if we leave open spaces, we're more likely to catch things we don't want to put in there. And so when we make those changes and we kind of prune the hedges and cut out these areas that need to be cut out, we also need to think about what we're going to put there. You know, when you stop hanging out with that toxic friend, are you just going to stop socializing altogether? And then, you know, you start to get needy and you just latch on to the next relationship and it might be an unhealthy one. Or are you going to say, yeah, hanging out with this person really brings me down and is really negative, and so I'm going to limit the time I interact with them and instead seek out intentionally other people that will speak positivity and create a healthy environment to have a relationship and friendship with. You know, whenever we stop something, we have to also start something. Because just if we just took out all the stuff we don't like in our life bucket, you know, more than likely we wouldn't have anything left unless we start putting good things in there and start filling those with good things. And, you know, it's this almost this idea of going like cold turkey. You know, you just recognize, oh, this is a bad habit, I'm just going to stop altogether. And you don't really replace it with anything. And that's why cold turkey is so difficult. That's why just stopping altogether is so difficult. And just getting rid of an unhealthy piece of in our bucket is so difficult. Is because if we don't have the idea of, okay, I'm trading this lesser thing for a greater thing, all of a sudden we have motivation to clean the house. You know, it's like, hey, you know, the sooner you get this tidied up and get all the junk together to take to the thrift store, the sooner we can get newer, nicer things put in and so forth. But if you're not going to get rid of the old and creaky and dusty stuff, then you don't really have room for the good stuff. So all that to say, I think that we all have to be more self-aware as we go through life and be mindful of the things that are already in our bucket and the things that we allow to get into our bucket. And we kind of just have to have a strict kind of bucket security of, you know, hey, positive, healthy, good things only. You know, we don't need to waste our time with all these negative things and unhealthy things and bad habits and all this other stuff. No matter how much it might promise that it does any good for us, you know, we have to have a strict, nope, it needs to be positive, healthy, good for me. Otherwise, it doesn't have a place in my bucket, you know, and we just need to enforce that. And, you know, I think that we see in Star Wars a lot of the time where, I think specifically of like Anakin, where I think he's constantly being told to get rid of these negative things or these maybe not healthy things, but they're not really offering him an alternative of what would be healthy and what would be good. And so he kind of just gets torn into this cycle. And I'm not saying that if you don't work on, you know, this aspect of removing negative things and inputting positive things, that you're going to go around killing children with a lightsaber. But I am saying that things will get difficult in life. Things will have to start to feel a little bit more meaningless, and it'll feel a little bit less hopeful because all of a sudden we're just full of these negative things that aren't doing any good for us, but we really don't have anything to counteract them. And so we have to kind of empty ourselves of those things in order to input those new and positive things. And it's kind of the same idea when you approach how you enjoy Star Wars as a film or as a book or just in general of having conversations. You know, if you keep your kind of preconceived ideas about how bad this is going to be. You don't have room for accepting how good it is. And I'm not saying that if you don't make any presumptions about it, that you're just going to automatically love it. But I do think that if you're going in like, I'm not into this animation. I don't know about these characters. None of them are original. I don't think I'm going to like it. All of a sudden you've put something negative there that is going to be in the way of putting anything positive about that show or whatever. And so whether it be relating to the characters of Star Wars, whether it be relating to the fandom of Star Wars, or just getting through life in general, I think we just have to be mindful of what we let in our bucket of life, and just make sure that what it is positive, helpful, healthy, encouraging, and just in general good for us, and also good for others, you know, because ultimately what we fill ourselves with, I'm weird about how I kind of visualize and illustrate things, you know, and when I think of this, I also think of like, you know, if you're walking with a bucket, usually sometimes if it's just so full to the top with whatever's in there, as you're walking, some of it spills out. And the idea being that, you know, when the bucket of our life is just full of that positive and encouraging and healthy and helpful and good stuff, you know, sometimes it's going to spill out. And that's okay, because if it's that good stuff, then it can only be good for others. And we can only hope that their bucket catches it, and so forth and so on. So just be mindful of yourself. I say that as someone who just daily strives to do that and be mindful of, all right, what's in my bucket today? Do I need to cut something out? Do I need to change something? Do I need to seek out, you know, inputting something more positive? And just recognize when you need to kind of make that shift of, okay, I need to stop this stinking thinking, and I need to start thinking positive. Or I need to make sure that I don't talk to this person, because all that does is bring me down. I need to try and reach out to this friend who I know is going to pick me up a little bit. So forth and so on. There's so many ways that it can apply, and hopefully it does apply to you. Like I said, this is just when something Star Wars-y sticks out to me and encourages me and motivates me, and I bring it to the mic each week to share with you, in hopes that maybe it rings true for you as well. Maybe it's something that works for you as well. And so I hope that's true. I hope that maybe you needed to hear that. Maybe that you needed to be more aware of yourself a little bit and what you're kind of putting into yourself. And I hope that you are going to start the journey of kind of just restricting the negative and kind of opening yourself more to the positive, because I think we all need a little bit more positivity in ourselves, in this fandom, and just in the world in general. So best place to start is always with yourself. With that, guys, I'll leave you to the rest of your Monday. I hope, again, whenever this finds you on Monday or any other day, that you're having an awesome day. If not, maybe this will help a little bit. Looking forward to the rest of this week. This week on the main show, we're going to be talking about Women of the Galaxy again. This time, the rogues, the rogue ladies, and bounty hunters, assassins, smugglers, just the ladies with no faction or affiliation of sorts and just kind of play by their own rules. And then Friday, we are hanging out with Zero on the Clone Wars rewatch. Zero the Hutt is coming back into the limelight. I know he loves that so much, so going to have fun with that this Friday. It's going to be a good week, and hopefully this has helped you start that week right. But until next time, until this Wednesday, have a great day, a great Tuesday. And yeah, stay scruffy, guys. May the Force be with you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.